Thank you so much for joining us, Karen.
Thanks, Ruby. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, first of all, what have been some proposed improvements and suggestions?
By myself?
I mean by the greater public. I mean, like, what does it mean to have binding powers over the ATO, and why should you be given greater independence from the ATO instead of directly reporting to Parliament, I guess?
Right. So the tax ombudsman, it's important to, I guess, understand the role we play in the system. We're there not to take anyone's side. We're there to perform an independent assurance function. So we're, if you like, a check and balance in the system. And so for that reason, everyone is understandably concerned to make sure that our independence is at all times a key priority.
Absolutely. And how could, I guess, measures that would give you greater independence from the ATO, how could they hold the ATO more accountable over matters such as unfair debt collection practices?
Well, so I guess the way in which people have suggested we should have more accountability is to make sure that, firstly, our function is indeed independent and that we're resourced appropriately, and that the nature of some of the recommendations that we make to the ATO, for example, to improve the administration of tax rules, have better transparency, have more transparency. And that seems to be, if you like, one of the issues where there's a divergence of views, if I can put it that way, about what better transparency looks like. Some people have argued that recommendations that we make to the tax office should be binding. Personally, I don't agree with that view, and I think that would be inconsistent with other ombudsman functions in the system. But it is important that when we do make recommendations, that they are taken seriously by the tax office. And if they refuse to, if you like, adopt or implement the recommendation, that there is greater transparency in those circumstances. That's the key area that I would like to see improved.
Absolutely. And how do you think these recommendations could work towards the public interest?
So I think everyone will be, if you like, have greater confidence in the tax system, knowing that, or having confidence in the ombudsman function that is, if you like, supporting the oversight, one as a framework of oversight for the tax office, if I can put it that way.
Right, of course. And have these calls for more power, have they kind of been in the works for a while, or did they only really start due to recent scandals?
No. It's been a long, vexed issue. A lot, and as I said, it's not a simple question. There are lots of different views around whether recommendations should or should not be binding. And I think it's important for people to understand that we do have pretty significant powers in terms of how we can go in and investigate a particular complaint. So we have power to investigate as we think fit. We can get whatever information we think is fit. We can make such inquiries as we think is fit. We have compulsory powers to access information. We can examine witnesses. We can enter premises. So our principal function in the system is to make sure that if people raise a concern with us, that we as an independent agency investigate that concern and provide assurance to the complainant and about the concern they've raised. And the key thing that needs to happen there is we need to have access to systems and the ability to investigate and satisfy ourselves and verify for ourselves that the complaint is true or not true or partly true.
Of course. And a final question, how can we work towards more transparency around such matters?
Well, I think there's a couple of models that I would like, for example, the Senate committee to consider. And one is, there's a model in the US, which is where an investigation gives rise to recommendations, for example, back to the tax office. If the tax office refuses to implement the recommendation, that there is some more transparent reporting around that to the parliament, for example, I would suggest. And that is a model that currently operates in the US, and obviously the US system is very different from ours, so I'm not suggesting we should just replicate that in our system, but I think there's some good lessons there that we should explore for ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Karen. It's been great having you on the show to talk to us.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ruby.